And the first time I saw it, it was like, what the fuck is that? I just took this in my face and thought, wow, I want to do something like that.
I was like maybe a little bit shy, you know, and music helps me to express things, have some friends, you know, and living some adventure, you know, some epic things.
And I think it has shaped a bit the way we work with the Blaze, in the way we make music, that when we do it, we have images that come to our mind, so we do music video. And
like the first song we released, you know, there were two guys passing time, making music, friendship, love, and it was, I think, the point of departure.
Point of departure, I love that.
If you could spend a moment with some remarkable people and discover what their life sounds like, what would you ask? Welcome to Are We On Air, an audio encounter. I'm Armand Nafei, and each episode will feature one conversation with an inspiring friend of mine who will share with us the soundtrack to their life.
Bonjour mes amis et bienvenue à
Are We On Air?
My God, time flies. I got to sit down with a French electronic duo, The Blaze, right after the Coachella gig back in April, where we met right at the Chateau Marmont for our little interview. I remember first seeing the boys play a live show at the Wilton in Los Angeles a good couple of years ago, and I was blown away by their sound. But the guys are probably just as well known for their very beautifully shot sight, aka their videos, which is a wonderful symbiosis between sound and sight, just as we like it. We covered everything, from their own music all the way to Charles Aznavour and Roy Ayers. But we also covered what role the visuals and the videos play in their sound and vice versa. We had a lot of fun, and I hope I can convince the guys to join us at one of our Are We On Air kiosk parties very soon. You can watch this interview on our YouTube channel at Are We On Air. On that note, let's get the party started and
on Iba.
The Blaze, welcome to Are We On Air.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you guys here. I'm a big fan. I love your work. You just came straight from Coachella, just for me. I'm humbled and honored, and I'm sure you're exhausted. We have a little glass of champagne to your wonderful next weekend at Coachella.
Cheers.
Well, where do we start? I mean, I have to say, I saw you guys perform in LA. I would say, was it 2017, 18?
It was a Wilton?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you had some malfunction at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's the only show we did that we had this malfunction in the end. Yeah.
I felt for you guys. But how cool was the audience? They still were going for it. I mean, everyone was like vibing. But c'est la vie, huh? So, let's start with your earliest significant musical memory that shaped you guys as an artist. What was that moment where you're like, je suis un artiste?
Well, this is a tough question.
Yeah.
I think for myself, I never felt as an artist, you know, because I think an artist is somebody who, I don't know, it's always people who are bigger than you, who have done like really big stuff, who change the face of art. You know, Da Vinci, I don't know, like really big guys. Maybe to answer the question in a quicker way, I think for both of us, the beginning of our collaboration, I had to make a music video for one of his music because I made like a cinema school for 3 years in Belgium, and I needed to make like a music video, and I I wanted to be able to transform the music a little bit. So I asked my cousin who was making like a dub music at that time, and we started to work together on that music. It was like a 10-minute piece, which was too long for me. So we did like an electro version of this music. And after that, I did a music video of this music. And slowly and naturally, we happened to do more music, until we searched for a name, The Blaze, et cetera, et cetera. And at that point, I think we can call us artists, but it's still a big word, I think. I don't know if you want to add something.
No, yeah, for me, it's quite the same too. To be artists, it's too big to say that. Like I think we prefer to stay humble, and we're just searching for something. We
have
some, comment on dit, des chercheurs, some...
Chercheurs.
Ouais.
Yeah, but was there like a moment growing up, like an artist, a musician, a song that you're like, ooh, what is this? I'd like to do something. like it.
For me, I think it was a movie. I remember when I saw for the first time, it's a movie called Amores Perros from Iñárritu. It's the first movie of Iñárritu. And I remember I saw it, I was like 11 or 12. And the first time I saw it, it was like, what the fuck is that? No, it was the first time that I saw three different stories with destiny intertwined. And the way it was directed, it was so fresh, so pure, so like intense, you know, in a way. I just took this in my face and thought, wow, I want to do something like that. For me, I think it was in a cinematic way, Amores Perros. Speaking, it was not just one piece of music, but it was like generally speaking, like classical music, because my father was listening to a lot of classical music, and it has always like bring images into my mind. And I think it has shaped a bit the way we work with the Blaze, in the way we make music, that when we do it, we have images that come to our mind, so we do music video and stuff like that.
For me, it's the same. I don't know if I had really a point like third things for some movie or an album or an artist in particular. Maybe it was just only the music. I just go to the music just for, I don't know, expressing something like emotion or expression. I was like pretty young at a school, at college. And I just discovered that with some friends, like making a band and make something, you know, for passing time, you know, expressing thing. I was like maybe a little bit shy, you know, and music helps me to experience things, have some friends, you know, and living some adventure, you know, some epic things, you know, with friends. And it was, I think, the point of departure.
Point of departure, I love that. I just realized, lunette noire pour nuit blanche.
Yeah, we are back. We are back from Coachella, so we...
Yeah, no,
we,
I know, I know.
We've had a little night,
I'll continue,
you know?
I was wearing it on Lyon, so... let's continue like this. I like it. Very difficult, but how would you describe yourself in three songs that don't have to be the Blaze? Like maybe it's three songs that define the sound of the Blaze or who defines that, who you are.
It's Max Richter. He did like a kind of rework of the Four Seasons of Vivaldi. And I think Spring, the most famous one. And this one is so epic, so grandiose. But I don't know how it defined me. But I just know that it's one of the first music that popped into my mind.
It's a song, I don't remember the title, but it's a song from Granados. It's a classical composer, a pianist. I remember it because we are in front of a fireplace.
Yeah.
And when I was young, every Sunday, we were walking with my father. We just walking to the forest. And every time when we go back to the house, he was making a fireplace and put some classical music. And often it was Granados. And it was, it's a song, it's called Oriental. And that song, it's a very beautiful song. And it's reminded me a lot of my childhood. So maybe it's a song that can define me in a way. Like my first emotion when I was a child with a song.
Le troisième.
Could be also a track by yours.
Like the first song we released, you know, Virion, because it's a song, the video speak about two guys in an apartment just passing time, making music, smoking joint, dancing, you know, just chilling like this. And finally it's defined in a way how we passing the time sometime together. Yeah. And also the text speaking about friendship, love. So it's a kind of bromance, you know? And it's fun because the label where the song has been released was calling bromance.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Bromance. J'adore.
And so, yeah, maybe this it can be the
I love
the,
it.
The third song. Yeah.
I think you guys really captured the zeitgeist because you put so much attention, not just to the sound, but also to the visuals. And it goes hand in hand. I think, obviously, you guys are movie makers, you know, just as much as you music makers. It speaks to me. I'm Persian, you know. It's interesting to see you have this North African point of view in your videos. Where does it come from? Why did you choose that motif? And just as you mentioned, the bromance, it was the first one. Yeah, tell me about it. I'm intrigued by it. Because that obviously went viral, so to say. Like, those videos are very popular. They're big. Many page views on YouTube and fantastic. I just love your videos. And of course, it's the first probably touch point that people have with the Blaze. So
I know that maybe there is something where when we're thinking about videos, like about what we want to speak about with the video, how we want to come story in our video. Often we're just thinking about our life, about things very personal. And finally, when we speak about, I don't know, immigration or bromance or many things or death or when somebody is dead and, you know, you miss these people in the
funeral?
Video Queen, we did speak about. When we speak about that, in general, we just get inspired by our life first. And that's why maybe there is something universal, you know, in our song. As if we can speak about big, you know, subjects from humanity, there is all the time something very human and simple inside. So maybe that's why people get touched by our video, you know. I think, I don't know if I answered the question.
Yes, yes, yes. No, of course. The motif of, like, as you said, of immigrants, especially in France, which is a big issue and big topic. It shows humanity of a side. It's, you know, because usually you have this very one-sided point of view imagery, especially in the media, and you're just showing it, listen, this is day to day, the normal, just you and me are the same. I think that's the message that I get, at least, out of watching those videos. And I think that's why it resonated also with so many people.
Yeah, yeah. That's maybe it's also because we want to break the cliche.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak, as you say, about migrants, we don't want to speak about migrants how, as you see it on the TV, like in a kind of bad way, you know, a lot of people in politics, they have a bad opinion about mm-hmm. that, you know? And so we just want to, yeah, to show to them or to everybody that, oh, it's people like you, like me, like, you know, and try to show it with a kind of poetry, you know, and just to remind to everybody that humans is humans, no way to love each other. I don't know. It's a bit simple how I say that.
Mm.
It's a little bit like just to break the cliche.
Monsieur Blair. Well, you brought me a beautiful little gift here, which of course I'm going to promote your new album. Jungle. I love the cover. Where was it shot? You shot it?
No, it's a photo from a photographer who took a photo from Mexico City. And we really like the fact that it's almost waves of people living like really close to each other. But it's kind of a concrete jungle. That's why we call it jungle, because it was like the first one was dancehall. And we like to take the same kind of just one word. And it's a musical style, you know, dancehall and jungle. That's the story behind this photo. We also can say dancehall was like a kind of an apartment. I don't know if you remember the pochette of a dancehall. And this one is like kind of a larger view of this one. Like it can be like this apartment. And we can imagine that maybe the next one will be from the whole earth. We'd like to say that there is like a lot of people there and everybody with very different story. We want to tell the story of each of these humans that there is in the pochette, kind of.
Favorite track of the new album? Do you have one? I know it's the favorite baby.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's like we say always, it's like choosing, like you said, your favorite baby. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult. I don't remember the track.
I was going to say, you have to look at the track list. Okay. You don't know your children.
There is so many different tracks.
I know.
I think...
It's like choosing a baby. Of course, there is a baby you like more than each other. But you don't say
today
it. You know?
Prefer you.
Say it, you, know? You don't want to get the other one jealous. You know?
No, but like, for instance, last weekend performing at Coachella, what was your reaction, the crowd reaction to one of the new tracks that you
like,
maybe
I
remember?
Dreamer, there is like people already sings the words, so we have all the time like, wow, people already know the words. I'm a soul that is drifting away.
That must be so crazy, you know, being on stage and people singing back to you.
Yes.
The first show we did in London, we were so surprised because the vinyls, the music went out, like the album went out like 2 weeks ago, something like that. And maybe 1 month ago, and everybody knew the parole of the lyrics of Eyes.
Oh, I feel so down. So free, you know my heart wrote this song, drawn in my wing, but this feeling is love, yeah, this feeling is love, yeah, this feeling is love, yeah, this feeling is love.
Yes, it's so strange. In a good way, in a good way.
You're still surprised about your success? I mean, I think you guys really hit the nerve. I think you're really part of the zeitgeist.
I think this is a good thing because the day we will... Each time we go on stage, we are so... What do you say? Febril?
Nervous.
So nervous. It's each time. And I think when you lose that, there is something wrong. You know, it's like if it becomes natural to sing or to perform in front like a lot of people... It's something that your brain maybe can't understand. So the day we won't have that, maybe we will have lose something.
We just stop.
Yeah.
Merci beaucoup, Tovizi. I mean, you took some time from the last album, I think 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
On purpose or it just took its time?
We try to always take our time. Also, we were kind of lucky because it was a strange period because of the COVID, etc. We ended our tour, the dancehall tour. So, and just after that, we had all the COVID things. So we had like 2.5 years of COVID. Then we have more like how we started like 1 year after, before the COVID. We rent a house in Normandy and we started to, you know, kind of work on the new album. And it was so cool because we had really all the time in front of us just to experiment. And I think that's why this album is not experimental in the songs themselves, but in the way the playlist, you know, there is so many songs that are so different from each other. Madly is a little bit dub electro. We'll be right back. Eyes is more like he has a slightly hip hop vibe. More like the ancient album, you know. Try to have fun, to go a little bit everywhere, musically speaking. We really need those 5 or 4 years to do an album.
We had time to experiment with a lot of stuff, to use old synthesizer from 70s, like Mini Moog, old effect like Space Echo for the voice, like big reverb from 70s. We had time to do that too for this album. We try to use things more organic, you know, like very old stuff, very old effect, a lot of synthesizer, and play it a little bit more live, you know. Try to find this kind of color which is more organic, more human in a way. You know?
I just love it. We also had Ceron on the show as well a while ago, and it's like it's that period, that analog sound as well, that I'm just obsessed with. You know,
yeah, and I think it's a good choice to do that today, because we are in a kind of period with a lot of computer machine have been used, you know, and it's cool too, you know, for electronic music, you know, a lot of very good production have been made with this kind of stuff. But it's good now to go back, you know, and see with all what we know now, to go back to this kind of old stuff and
it's
bring
warmer.
It,
it's
and bring
this,
it today,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hello, we're holding a vinyl record in our hands, you know? Like, it's the number one medium selling,
you know,
right now, yeah?
It's vinyl, yeah. And now people are more buying vinyl than CD, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It takes time. I mean, it probably took time for you guys to print your record, right?
Yeah.
Algérie, mon amour. Any tracks or music from the African continent that you recently discovered that you'd like to share with us?
Hold on, you.
This guy is calling Dirty Gold.
Don't worry, I'm still gonna play it.
Irish.
Are you Irish? So yeah, but it's maybe an African who have been in Ireland,
exactly.
So you know, it's coming. All the music is coming from Africa, you know?
It's true.
In a way, it's
true. You look at like that,
humanity is coming from Africa, so music is coming from Africa, every music.
Summer.
What's your go-to falling in love or heartbreak song?
I'm sorry, I know it's so popular here, but for me, in France, it's also very popular, but I'm kind of always late when it's to listen to for music, you know? And this one, the first time I listened to it, it was like, what the fuck? You don't like it? I'm going to sing that.
She take the world off my shoulders if it was ever to move.
Never listen to this? No?
She turned the rain to a rainbow when I was living in the blue. Why then if she's so perfect? Perfect don't mean that it's working, so what can I do when you're out of sight in my mind? Cause sometimes I look in her eyes and that's where I find a glimpse of us, and I try to fall for her touch, but I'm thinking of
well, we are talking about love and heartbreak, so
yeah, it's a mix between the two of them.
Emotion. Yeah.
This one is so beautiful, and there is so many like different versions of this one. It's Amélie Poulain soundtrack. It's Yann Tiersen.
Like the song of my cousin was maybe for heartbreak, but this one is maybe more for falling in love. It's more like
love's
some kind.
A play in the yard, giving goosebumps to all the Sunday summer trees. My hands were tangled in the weeds.
We can hear music so for hours, man.
That's what this show is about.
Against your morning skin, while it's shy like two young lovers walking by. There's a soft, strange kind of art, giving company to all the lonely hearts.
Well, after the heartbreak, when you're out and about in town and feeling super sexy again, what's the sexiest song?
It's called Overcome from Scott.
I'll overcome silent songs I'll be humming on till you sing along. Come as you
like we are, we're in a kind of California, you know, there is a lot of sun. So maybe for here, I can put this one.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a party, you put this song, you know, it's cool.
I wouldn't hear that at a party, you know, sorry.
No, like sexy. Oh, yeah. Are you saying sexy? It's going to be in a party.
A private party,
it's
going to
be in a party or just with somebody else alone in your home, you know, for sexy things. But, you know, I love this song.
And?
Is there...
My life, my life, my life in the sunshine.
That Roy Ayers, man.
The man.
So sweet.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Folks get brown in the sunshine.
Like before a show, especially when you get nervous, do you like, okay, I need silence and I meditate? Or you actually have a drink and
Before the show, we just say to...
often together backstage and just making some vocalize, you know, like, mm-hmm. da, 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 we're waiting for this day, you know, preparing the voice, you know, just like this. We don't hear a lot of music just before
the show. Does it interfere? Do you think does it some words to get stuck in your head or melody or something?
Yeah, yes, maybe for that. Yeah, personally, I prefer the silence, you know, just to prepare the things and maybe try to starting to focus and get, you know, the things a little bit in a kind of I don't know how to say, like a kind of a mystical way, you know, just okay, yeah, waiting silence, and then the song will appear, you know. Maybe it's for that, you know, prepare the mind and the brain and the soul.
What was the craziest show you've ever played? Like something that will always stay with you forever?
Every show are different for many things. Like maybe if you ask a question, craziest, maybe I can say maybe the biggest. In
yes,
a way,
like
craziest.
For you, or the most significant, yeah, was, that stays with you forever, like in your mind.
It was in Roskilde. We were performing after Dua Lipa.
Who's downstairs, by the way, if you want to say hi. So,
yeah, and she was here. Yeah. She stayed for our show. And we performed in front of 60,000 people, you know. So maybe it was the biggest gig ever, because often, normally, in a summer festival, it's between 20 or 40,000 people, you know. So it was really big, like a big field. Like you can see the limit, you know, of people, you know. You're like, and you feel so... so little, you know, on stage, you know, and between the song, when people are like, wow, it's like, man, you really feel a little man.
And you
song.
Hope that the equipment works.
Yeah.
You told me.
Yeah.
By the way, what was the LH? Did you find out in the end why?
In Los Angeles, we had some. It was really on the tour, the first gig.
Oh.
So sad for you, because it was the first.
It's fine. You're gonna come perform at our event for
us. By the way, it was really the lonely gig of the tour. We had this kind of thing called Proba, and it was the sound card that was maybe with electricity was jumping, and so reboots all our system. Oh. We were like, oh, for the first time we're performing in LA, fucking LA, we have this fucking technical problem.
Are you playing this week?
This week, no. Yeah.
Well, to wrap up our little chat, if your life would be a movie, and I'm sure you would do your own movie at some point, what song would play in the end credits? The Blaze documentary on Netflix.
I think for me it will be like a Blaze song, so the one we didn't do yet. So I don't have it in my Spotify, but maybe something like that.
Wait, you already have it? You recorded it, but it's not released yet?
No,
you haven't.
I wish it was a Blaze song, maybe, uh-huh. But we don't have it yet. But an existing one, Charles Aznavour, il est pas
perdu. Si.
Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps et jouais de la vie. Comme on joue de l'amour et je vivais la nuit, sans compter sur mes jours qui fuyaient dans le temps. J'ai fait tant de projets qui sont restés en l'air, j'ai fondé tant d'espoirs qui se sont envolés, que je reste perdu ne sachant d'où aller, les yeux cherchant le ciel mais le cœur mis en terre. Hier encore j'avais 20 ans, je gaspillais le temps en croyant l'arrêter. Et pour le retenir, même le devancer, je n'ai fait que courir et me suis essoufflé. Ignorant le passé, conjuguant au futur, je précédais de moi toute conversation et donnais mon avis que je voulais le bon pour critiquer le monde avec désinvolture. Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, mais j'ai perdu mon temps à faire des folies.
I got one, man, it's completely different. Like, it's a Shine On You Crazy Diamond from Pink Floyd. I know it's very famous, you know, but if it can be a track like for a movie of my life, you know, this song for me, it's a kind of way to heaven, you know, like you're dead and your soul is going to the sky, you know, there's this kind of feeling, as I think, with this song. So
I love
maybe it.
Maybe
it can be this one. It's really this time when it's here. When it's coming, you know, when the guitar is just coming, there's something so intense. Man, this is magical, you know. Just with three notes, you know. So powerful.
Why is it so powerful? Like, with those three notes, how did he manage to capture them?
Because it's simple and it's flying, you know? It just, and when it turns. No, it's very slow. It takes time. It's simple, but it's deep, you know? So for me, that's why it's powerful. That's why it's strong, you know? You're already immediately feeling something with this song. It is kind of genius in music, you know, make things deep and strong with really simple things, you know? It's, for me, the that part. Pink Floyd, like, I don't want to say that Pink Floyd are simple music, you know, it's very complicated music, but they are often knowing how to take the best way to have the emotion directly, you know?
Perfectly set. Well, The Blaze, thank you for being on air with us.
Thanks to you.
Thank you for tuning in this week. If you want to listen to the full playlist, visit areweonair.com or our Spotify channel. You can also find us on Instagram and on YouTube at areweonair. And a big thank you to my wonderful team at Studio Noi. I'm Armand Lafay, and I'll speak to you soon.